What you mean you don't know what to tell me? We've had a discussion before we got married. I just find it a little bit less than coincidental that you chose last night after you asked me about your email to say that you're expecting half the mortgage.
Well, I didn't want you to ignore my email, but I thought the mortgage was important as well. Because it's, the first is almost coming up. That's the reason why. And I said, and I just paid it maybe 3 days ago, and I wanted to give you a heads up before next month comes. I'm not upset over the email. I'm just letting you know how I feel. I mean, that's totally up to you. That's your thing. That doesn't concern me. I just let you know how I feel. It does not concern me one bit.
I don't think you're being honest with yourself. Because if it didn't concern you, it's not something that you would keep talking about.
No, I don't want to not say nothing.
I mean, you have said something, but it's something that's come up a couple of times since then, so it does concern you. You gotta start being honest with yourself, babe.
With myself?
Yes.
When your lady tells you that they're gonna go see somebody, not, you know, do you mind, or I think I'm going to see him. Okay. So that means, you know. I mean, I don't have anything to say about it. All I can do is react once it happens. That's all I can do.
So, did you just hear yourself?
Babe, stop playing
games. No, I'm not playing games, but did you just hear yourself? Because those are the same things that I say to you when it comes to you seeing somebody or talking to somebody, whatever the case may be. When you come out the blue and you say, I'm going to see blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, you know, there's no...
Well, do what you want to do.
No, it's not do what you want to do. It's now you're seeing where I'm coming from, but the basis...
But you can go. You can go.
But see that, you're ignoring... You're pretty much ignoring what I'm saying at this point because your reaction, you're not even hearing me.
I mean, because you're playing games.
I'm not playing games. I'm not doing this to play games, but the fact that you're saying a lot of things...
We're talking about... You going to see your baby's father because he thinks you need you, blah, 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 blah.
Who's saying?
Then I bring that up. You bring up something in the past.
No, I'm bringing up the verbiage that you're using.
But are you bringing up something in the past?
I am, but I'm bringing it up so that you can really understand. Okay. Because since you're using that same verbiage, then that tells me.
Well, we do what we want to do.
That tells me that, you know, you feel a certain way. That's not what we agreed on.
Well, we got to make some.
So we need to go back.
We need to go back.
Thing
in January.
We need to go back.
You don't have to pay it, but January 15th, that'll be it.
We need to go back and review our marriage agreement, and then we go from there. Our marriage is not going to be about we make agreements about something and then all of a sudden because you want it to be something.
I hold the agreement.
Our marriage is not going to be. Hold on. Dave, you talking over me again. Our marriage is not going to be. We agree, talk about something. We agree.
What marriage?
We talk about something.
They want to do what marriage?
It's not going to be about we talk about something in depth. We come to an agreement and then.
So if somebody's having a tough time, you don't care.
And that's not what I'm saying. And then whenever you feel a certain way, you decide to up and change it. If you're having a tough time, then say that. But don't in the middle of the night after...
I said it after I paid the mortgage. When is a better time?
You didn't say it last night.
Or should I have said it before I paid the mortgage and you was going to come through?
You didn't say it last night. What you said last night was, I'm expecting half of the mortgage starting next month. Right after the whole thing.
That's a month in advance.
Right
after. When is the best time to say it?
Right after the whole thing of the email. And then you didn't, and at that point you didn't even say you had a tough time. What you said is, I'm expecting half of the mortgage starting.
I ain't feel like going into it. I mean, clearly.
So, instead of saying, babe, I'm having a tough time, can you help me out with the mortgage bill, something? And I'll tell you, hey, look, okay, this is what I can do each month. How does that work?
If you go see him, I just ask that you not go into January. That's all.
Why in January?
Because you got a roll. And that way you don't have to worry about, you know, whatever you want to do. You can be the man of your house.
It ain't about being a man. But as a man, it's not your right to sit up here and dictate and change stuff. Yes, you are. It's not your right to dictate and change stuff as you please without having a conversation, a mutual conversation with your wife. Just as I've tried to have conversation with you about stuff concerning you, I've tried.
And then
you're sitting here thinking about X, Y, Z or whatever, and instead of trying to sit down and really have a conversation with me, you're jumping to conclusions and thoughts in your mind that are absolutely wrong.
Okay, well, January, you do what you want to do.
It's supposed to be much more mature than that.
Immature is putting you out now. That's immature. Mature is talking to you about it a couple months ago like I did. Is that immature? Immature is
I'm talking about the way that you're responding.
Immature is sitting in somebody's house telling them, I think I'm gonna go see my baby father.
So is that what it comes back to? It comes back to this being your house.
I'm just making a statement
and I didn't say I think I'm going to go see my baby's father because he needs me.
Exact words.
No, I didn't say because he needs me.
I think I'm going to see him.
I think I'm going to go see him. Yeah.
Okay.
There was no because he needs me.
Okay.
Instead of sitting there and trying to really have a conversation with me and get to the bottom of it.
You should have told me before.
And get to the bottom of it, you're jumping to conclusions.
Okay. Well, it ain't no more. Clearly,
in your mind.
I ain't got time.
So just as you think he needs me, no. Just as you think he needs me, so your friend's kids, your friend's kids need you, and they have fathers. They need you. So as you claim, you're sending the money, which I highly doubt. You FaceTime them, which I know isn't the truth anymore. But still, they need you. You're sending people kids money, and they have fathers. They need you. Like you're jumping to conclusions that he needs me. That's the same as me jumping to that conclusion. Don't try that, Raheem. Go find my keys.
I'm going to the store. Did you need anything? No, I'm going to go to the store. I think we need a little bit of time. Did you need anything?
You need to pack a bag tonight.
Did you need anything?
No, you need to pack a bag tonight.
I responded to your email. And see, and this is a control thing right here. You need to pack a bag tonight because you're not getting.
Let me tell you why it's not.
Because it is very much control. Because just like you try to throw in, I'm trying to control you. When I ask you to communicate with me about your female friends, when I ask you to be honest, no. No. Because I'm bringing it back around to what you say.
But you're bringing up.
I'm bringing it back around to what you say. And you've said numerous times. So I'm not even asking you to argue about that. What I'm saying is you call it control when I ask you to communicate with me about this. Even the other day when I asked you, yes, it's the past, but it's a couple of days ago. When I say this is what I'm talking about. You know, it's a good idea to communicate, to talk about, to introduce your wife or your spouse to your friends of the opposite sex. This was just the other day, and you stuck by the same thing that you've been sticking by for weeks, for months, for years. And you call it control. And it has absolutely nothing to do with control. It has to do with common courtesy and respect for your spouse. Just like I came to you and say, hey, babe, look, I think I'm da-da-da-da-da.
What does got to do with you helping me for the mortgage?
You just not telling me. No, you just not telling me. It's help. I'm trying to help. You need me to help you with the mortgage. Last night, it seemed more of, well, because it is,
from
I'm going to do that.
You got all of that.
Yes, in the environment in which it was said, what the conversation was that it followed, and how it was said, yes, that's what I got.
Well, it's not that way.
Okay, I don't mind helping you. I can't pay $500 towards a mortgage, though. I can look at my budget, and I can tell you what I can pay. $500 is even more than half of the rent back at in Fayetteville.
I don't know what to tell you.
You know, you sit up here and you say, you know, you don't want me to go and this and the other. And I've asked you not to do things and you say that.
I don't want you to go.
Hold on.
Yeah,
I mean,
basically, I don't want you to go. I said, if you go.
You say you're not okay with it.
I said, and if you go, just let me know.
You say that you say you're not okay with it. This is why I'm not okay with you going to see.
I
want to
know, why are you okay with it without going with your... That's what I want to know.
Because I'm not going to expose my child to that environment without knowing what I'm exposing her to.
She's grown as it is. She's grown.
She ain't grown yet. When she turns 18 and she's 18, you don't know what my child is doing. What you trying to say? What you think she's doing? Tell me what you know that I don't know.
Yeah, babe. Say what you was going to say.
When she turns 18, yes, she has all the freedom to do what she wants to do. Until then, the next year and a half, that's still her father. That's still somebody who she has a relationship with. Even if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, that's still in her eyes. That's her father. That's somebody That's still somebody who she is. Is still she still loves him. She's still close to him.
All of this, and you're going to see it.
Absolutely, because I need to see what I'm getting.
Oh, absolutely.
Read the email for me. I'm going to the store.
When I asked you to read the email yesterday, you blew me off all day.
No, I didn't blow you off. I told you exactly what it was when I text you. As a matter of fact, when I text you, how long did it take me to respond to each of your texts?
Well,
that's immaturity. I need you to listen
immature.
Because you're doing, oh, let this person, let that person. Oh, I have this, or I can do. No. If we're dealing with this, then we need to deal with this.
Oh, it's dealt with.
So.
Because you just said, absolutely, I'm gone. So, I don't have nothing else to say.
What you said was.
You do your thing with him, and y'all become, y'all any, get y'all stuff
anywho,
together.
So.
And clearly, you acting up because your other half is locked up. He's going down.
That's bullshit.
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's straight bullshit.
It's affecting you.
He ain't my other half. Okay. Never has been my other half.
All right.
When my child keeps asking me about her father and wanting to see him, and I'm not going to take her to a jail without knowing what it is.
I'm not going to do it. When she's trying to figure out how can she talk to her father, when she's trying to figure out how they can communicate, it's my job to try to make sure that connection is still there if my daughter is asking.
You have 10 years to do that on the street.
If my daughter is asking, it's not my job to reach out and try to touch him when he's out in the street. If she's asking and she has no way to get in contact with him, it's my job. Now, if he was trying to reach her, then that's every right to see her, even if he chooses not to do what he needs to do as a father. That's on him.
My issue is, you said, I need to make sure he's okay.
I said, I want to see that he's okay. But more importantly, I didn't go into all of those details. But you know that I've been honest and upfront with you, right? Something that I can't say that I've gotten 100% from you, right?
Okay.
Right?
When the last time you heard from him?
Right?
Right. I come over there, stuff sitting on the floor for Mother's Day. How you get it? He mailed it to you?
When I took over there. What are you saying? You say that like I go to hang with him.
Don't worry about it.
And it wasn't even given to me. I don't even think it was given to me on Mother's Day.
I'll let him take care of you.
So my child can't have a relationship with her father?
Nah, y'all both gonna do what y'all want. Starting like tonight.
My child cannot have a relationship with her father. So because I don't have anything to do with him, because I'm not in a relationship with him.
Clearly you're emotional over him. I need to make sure he's okay.
No, what I'm emotional over.
You need to make sure your own husband's okay.
What I'm emotional over.
You don't have one.
What I'm emotional over is the fact that my husband keeps jumping to conclusions and keeps on trying to throw these things out here. Oh, well, you're going to have to do this and you're going. Man, look, if we're going to have communication and we need to communicate, you need to stop jumping to these conclusions.
I ain't jumped to nothing.
You are jumping. No, you're jumping a lot.
No, when somebody tells you, I'm going to see. I think I'm going to go there and make sure he's okay.
And there's more to that. However, I didn't feel like going into all the details right then and there.
Because you
don't need to know about the conversations that me and my daughter have been having, the things that she's been bringing up to me month after month after month after month.
I don't want to know.
You don't need to know all of that.
I don't want to know.
Just like I ask you stuff, and clearly you have connections to people because you lie about stuff.
And the thing is, I have been upfront.
What have I lied about?
I can name a gang of stuff.
Tell me what I lied about.
I'm not gonna see him.
Come on now.
If you're going to make accusations,
I'm sick of it. Then be willing. No.
This is the worst relationship I've ever been in.
Oh God.
From age 13 on. I'm sorry.